Fed cattle traded another $1 to $3 higher Wednesday. As cost of gain increases, cattle are moving through the feedlot quicker. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices took another step higher Wednesday, with live prices $2 to $3 higher in the Southern Plains at $131 to $132 hundredweight, $2 higher in Nebraska at $132, and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $131 to $132. That was on slow trade with light to moderate demand. There were too few dress trades for a trend. Prices last week were $202 to $204. Live cattle futures were unable to capitalize on the stronger cash price, however. They closed narrowly mixed from an average of 11 cents lower in five contracts to an average of 11 cents higher. Part of the pressure was likely due to lower wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.28 lower Wednesday afternoon at $285.52 a hundredweight. Select was $4 lower at $266.62. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.26 lower, pressured by resurgent grain futures. Corn futures closed 13 to 14 cents higher in the front four contracts and then mostly 6 to 8 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mainly 3 to 5 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold fully steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Although there are too few comparable calf sales for a trend, much higher undertones were noted. There were 10,869 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 550 to 850 pounds sold unevenly steady at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 550 pounds sold $2 higher. There were 6,120 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, yearling steers weighing 900 to 950 sold steady, and steer calves weighing 500 to 650 pounds also sold steady. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower, but steady at 550 to 600 pounds. There were too few comparable sales to trend at other weights, and there were 4,579 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $3 lower at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 sold $10 lower, and then $2 lower at 550 to 650 pounds, but $4 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. There were 4,569 head on offer. Most lots of steer calves sold steady at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 3,997 head. The exceptions were $5 higher for flat 5 weights and $10 higher for flat 6 weights. Flyweight heifer calves traded $6 to $8 higher and then steady at other weights. Yearling steers sold $2 to $6 higher, while yearling heifers traded $3 to $7 higher. Finally, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, while steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers sold steady. There were 2,140 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday with weaker tech stocks and renewed inflation concerns. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers increased 0.9% in October on a seasonally adjusted basis after rising 0.4% in September, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index increased 6.2% before seasonal adjustment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 240 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 38 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 263 points. increasing feedlot cost of gain is pushing cattle out of the feedlot sooner, based on Kansas State University's Focus on Feedlots data. In September, compared to a year earlier, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center say the Focus on Feedlots data indicates steers were on feed for an average of 159 days, compared to 175 days the previous year, and 165 days for the five-year average of 2015 to 2019. Likewise, heifers were on feed for an average of 169 days in September versus 176 days last year and 160 days for the five-year average. In the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain, although average days on feed is lower, feedlots show cattle on feed more than 120 days in October were 3.3% more than last year and 7.6% more than the five-year average. Since the beginning of this year, those analysts explain average cost of gain for steers is up 32.8%, or $27 a hundredweight, and heifer cost of gain is up 37.2%, or $32. Average cost of gain in September was $109.29 a hundredweight for steers and $118.34 for heifers, the priciest in about 8 years. According to LMIC analysts, it's also worth noting that the Focus on Feedlots average cost of gain data does not include the cost of feeders, yardage, and interest costs. They say higher average cost of gain is primarily due to rising feed costs for corn, which are up 47.7%, and ground alfalfa hay, which is up 31.2% since the start of the year. The higher cost of gain, they say, will motivate cattle feeders to market cattle quicker. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.